Blog Talk Radio.
Nuggets deliver good on you.
You were born with a great.
Nuggets deliver good on you.
That great is your gift.
Nuggets deliver good on you.
It's a divine enablement.
Nuggets deliver good on you.
If you work your great, the great will work for you. Company, teach the lesson.
Try to take your confidence.
Yes, they will.
For the systems were
designed
to make you doubt what heaven said.
Don't you doubt.
The systems of the world.
These systems
try to take your confidence.
Yes, they will.
For the systems were
designed
to make you sit down on your
ears. Don't you let.
But the gift God gave to you.
This gift.
Give it back to him.
Offer it up.
When he sees it.
Offer it up.
For the gift, it will make room.
Uh-huh.
Position for waiting in the kingdom. The gift, it looks good on you.
Your gift?
It looks good on you.
Looking good.
The gift, it looks good on you.
I say your gift.
It looks good.
Yeah.
The gift, it looks good on you.
Work your grace.
It looks good on you.
My gift works for me.
The gift, it looks good.
Yeah.
And you wear it well.
And you're wearing your gift well.
God has
graced you. Works for you.
It looks good.
Tell somebody, just be you.
The gift, it looks good on you.
Uh-huh.
It looks good on you.
Can't be a better
gift,
you than you.
Good.
And you wear.
And you wear it well.
God has graced you.
God has graced
yeah.
you. And
come
you
on, let's take it up.
Well.
Alto.
It looks good on you.
Yeah.
It looks good on you.
Y'all wearing alto wear.
It looks good on you.
Say it again. Yeah.
It looks good.
With attitude.
It looks good on you.
It looks good. And you wear it.
And you wear it.
Come on, let's encourage somebody to be themselves.
God has graced
you. God has graced you to be
you. You
it's an honor.
Well.
Take it out. Soprano.
It looks good on you.
Yeah.
It looks good on you.
That's right, soprano.
It looks good on you.
I see you.
It looks good.
Y'all wearing soprano well.
It looks good on you.
You're graced in that area.
It looks good.
Work your grace.
The gift, it looks good. And you wear it well.
God has graced you. Sing the praise.
God has graced you.
Come on.
And you
take
wear
it out.
It well.
That's your grace. Say it. Come on, everybody. Put your hands.
Ooh.
Look at somebody say, operate in your grace.
Hey.
If you operate in your grace, it'll make you prosperous.
It's
great you to be you.
You
honor it.
Well.
Take it up. Tina, you got it.
It looks good on you.
Come on, Tina.
It looks good.
Wear your grace.
It looks good on you.
Work your grace.
The gift, it looks good.
That's it.
It looks good on you.
Where you at?
The gift, it looks good.
And you wear it.
And you wear it well.
God has graced us all.
God has graced
with the
you.
Gift. Now wear it well.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. That gift, it looks good on you.
And you wear it
well.
Well.
Amen. Glory to God. I want to welcome everyone to another broadcast of Kingdom Builders and Kingdom Development Institute, where we are here and we're blessed. Hallelujah. We're blessed to be a blessing. How about you? Amen. I just praise God for another day, for this is the day that the Lord has made. I want to encourage everyone on the line to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. in because it's the day the Lord has made, and we have no other choice, no other option but to be glad in it. I mean, we can make a decision to not be glad in it, but I want to encourage you to look up to the hills. From whence your help cometh. Your help cometh from the Lord. Amen. When he told us that he will never leave us nor forsake us, he didn't change his mind about us. Amen. So I want to encourage you to take every single moment of your life and look to the hills. Don't put your hope in man. Don't put your hope in woman. Put your trust, put your hope in Christ. Amen. Lift up the Bible, connect with the Word of God, and know that the Word never changes. Amen. Man will change on you, but God won't. Man will quit on you, but God won't. God made it that way so that he can be the God of all God. He set it up that way so that we can be encouraged at all times with him. Amen. Well, thank you once again. I want to just do a short prayer, and I want you to connect with heaven today and ask God to open up supernatural blessings for each and every one of us, our lives today. Amen. Well, Father, we just come to you, Lord God, with a bowed down head, God, but with a humble spirit, but with the spirit of tenacity and excitement. We're coming to you, Lord God, because we are expecting great things. We are expecting the fulfillment of your word, Lord God. And most of all, we're looking forward to eternal life. Lord God, as this day go, come, and leave, Father, we know that we're getting closer to sitting on the right-hand side of the Father so that we can be one with you, Lord God. And I thank you, Father, for everything you've done. We're asking you in the name of Jesus that you would come, you would open up our minds, our hearts, that we not only would hear you, that we would see the manifestation of your will in our life. God, we thank you that our ears are open. We thank you, Lord God, that we're listening to you. We're walking in your will, Lord God. We're submitted to your ways, Father, that we humbled ourselves and we're praying. We're turning from our wicked ways. We're seeking your face. And we thank you for healing our land, for we are the land. And we thank you for it in the mighty, marvelous, matchless, wonderful name of Jesus. And let everyone say amen. Amen, amen, amen. Well, I want to let everyone know that we are starting up the new, well, not a new, but we're starting back up our prayer line, and it's going to be on Fridays. It's a prophetic prayer line where we're training prophetic intercessors. Amen. So we want to encourage everyone to invite others to the prayer line so that they can not only be developed in their prayer life, but they would manifest the gift that God has on their life, or should I say the gifts that God has on their life. It's an activation line. It's a prayer and activation line. Amen, where, you know, a lot of people go to church and the word and never manifest. Well, that's what this line is all about. It's about manifestation. It's about activation. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. And again, we had a little setback concerning the men's the conference. But believe it or not, we have not quit. We're still moving forward. We're still putting it together. And we will be giving you a date as to when the men's conference will manifest. And also in January, hallelujah, we will be opening the doors of the church. And I'm just so excited because it seemed like even though we are the church, even though we do a ministry all day, it's nothing like coming together and being together and spending that time together and growing together, praying together, just for fellowship. So in January 2022, hallelujah, we'll be opening up Kingdom Builders Development Institute and then Kingdom Builders Ministry. We'll be opening the doors, and we want to give you further information. But for the month of January, we want to invite you. We want to ask you to come and fellowship with us, be part of the ministry. We're developing some things now, and we want you to prepare yourself to come and suck with us. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Also, in January, I'm making these announcements so I can get them out the way. In January, we have a Authors for Success program. So when the ministry starts, we have our Authors for Success program. So if you want to finally get that book out, you can join me, and we will be having that program to have that book started from A to Z. So January, come on, connect with us. It's the Authors for Success program. Here we go again. We have the Artists for Success program. So if you like to draw, if you have that gift, and if you want to draw canvases, you want to do prophetic art, we will be spearheading. We have someone that's spearheading that program. So it's called Artists for Success. So we're not going to get it twisted. We have the Artist for Success and the Author for Success program that will be manifesting. And then the last announcement, but not the least, we are activating our coaching classes. So anyone that starts your own business, you have that vision, you don't know what to do next, I'm doing the business coaching for the ministry. So if you want to join that, we want to encourage you to tell someone about it. And what we're doing is we are birthing out the gifts of business for those that are in the ministry and even those that's in the kingdom. Amen. Well, we want to thank everyone for just being so kind and listening to the announcements. We have other announcements for a later date, but as of now, that's what we have for you. We will be giving you weekly updates of our events, calendar events, so that you'll be ready for us in January. Amen. You have plenty of time to get it together, and we are well overdue. Amen. Glory to God. I want to just say hello to everyone on the line, and I pray that you're doing well, and Elder and I send you much love. We're praying for you. Keep us in your prayers as we go forth in ministry. You know, we've been out of the church building, but I'll tell you one thing. We're not out of God's will. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. I'm going to ask Elder if he would have a few words, and then I'm going to be coming forth with the word of God. Amen. God bless everyone.
Amen, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. Our God is an awesome God, and today is a beautiful day, and we will be glad and rejoice in it. And I'm praying that God will just use Pastor and Prophetess Teresa Docks as a vessel to bring the word to you and for you to receive it and meditate on it. Marinate the word so you are able to go out into the highways and byways and bring others to Christ. Amen. Amen. Let's continue to listen to the word and hear to the word, and in Jesus' name, that we just continue to ask God to continue to bless our listeners, bless our families, bless our friends, for him to cover us with the blood of the Lamb from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, to our neighbor's house, to our transportation, to every step that he ordered. I'm asking God to continue to cover everyone today, tomorrow, and always, as he anoint Pastor and Prophetess Teresa Docks, as he anoint her